Okay, today is Daf Hey. We're on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, about 10 lines down from the 10 lines from the bottom, which is Amalei Abaya. Today we'll learn today a little Mishnah to Uncle Binyamin Mechel Ben Yisroel. So, Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, what did Abaya say? Rav said, right, that the Pasuk said like this. It said, V'haya Erkecha, which included a tumtum and an androgynous. Lidamim. That if I want to donate the value, not an Erech value, because they're not, right? But their Dumim value. A tumtum still could be sold as a slave. We can't make an Erech for him because it's not a Vadai in the cave of Vadai Zacher. That he can't. But for Dumim, why not? So what do you mean? I don't need rubber for that. You can make a dumb value for a piece of wood, right? I don't need rubber for that. Anything could be a dumb value. So Gemara said, so the rubber answered that shenidonin bichvodo, right? What does that mean? Shenidonin bichvodo. But there's a din that if you donate something, which is the only one part of the animal, or only one part of a person, but it's I'm going to donate the guy's heart. I'm donating the value of the animal's head, brain. The animal can't live without those things, as opposed to some hair on the tail. The animal could live without that, right? Even the tail itself. Animals need the tail to live. But if you say something which the neshama is talui, can't live without it, that's a different story, right? The Rav was saying shenidon bichvodo. Talkadai zachamina. I would have thought neder be'erkecha ksiv, and it says neder be'erkecha. Kol sheyesh no be'erichin nidon bechvodo. If it's something that has erichin, then yes, that din of chvodo applies. B'chol she'ein no be'erichin, if it doesn't have an erich value, for example, a tumtum and an androgynous don't have an erich value, ein no nidon bechvodo. You can't donate the value of a vital organ. Come on the pasuk, no, you can. I would have thought you can't. Come on the pasuk, you can. Amalei Abaya, Abaya asks, "Who delo itzia be'erichin mi nidon bechvodo?" But is that even true? And if something doesn't have erichin value, like a tumtum or an androgynous, you can give value for, we'll call it chvodo. You can do that. That's not true. What tiny but we learned, rosh edev eved ze hektish. If someone says the head of my eved, I'm going to be makdish that. Don't know what happened. Who the Hektish Shutfinbo? You and Hektish now are a partner in the Zevet. What should the halacha be? The halacha should be that the entire thing goes to Hektish. Why? Because the head is a vital organ. So when you donated the head, what'd you really do? You really donated the whole thing. Why are you partners? Or Rosh Eved Machorlach, or the head of an Eved I'm selling to you. Forget Hektish. I'll sell you the head. What'd you buy? What did you buy when you bought a head of it? What did you buy exactly? The answer is Mishamina Binehim. We have to make a chesed between us. How much is the head worth as opposed to the body? Make a whole chesed now. Rashi says, why did you switch to Russia? How come by a hektish it says you're a partner? And over here it says you have to make a chesed. The same answer, the same thing. You have to make a chesed, we're partners. Right? What'd you buy when you bought the head? You bought a partnership with me. Rosh Chamar Zeh Hektish. I'm going to donate the head of this donkey to Hektish. What's the answer? Who be Hektish? Should from both. You and Hektish become partners. Right? Why? What'd you donate? Donated the head. So, how much is that worth? It's like a whole cheshbon. Right? Rosh Chamor Macholach. If I said I'm selling the head of the donkey to you, Mishamnin Beinayim. Again, we have to make a cheshbon. Why? What'd you buy? You bought the head of a donkey. So what is that? Well, donkey has a mouth, now let's take the head, and the pheasant, make a whole cheshbon. Give me a different halacha now by a cow, that's for a technical reason. Rosh paro macholach. Someone says, I'm selling you the head of a cow. Lo macho, ela rosh shel paro. You talk about the head of a cow. Below od, ela filu rosh paro hektish. Even if you say, I'm going to makdish the head of a cow, the hektish, ain't hektish ela rosha. The hektish gets the head taka. What difference if you sell it? Why is the head of the cow different? So Amar Papa, the ha mizdabnin reishe tur the beitavka. Because you can walk into a butcher shop and say, I want the head of that cow. It's a kosher animal. I want the head of that cow. Because those are things that were sold like that. So when a guy says, I'll sell you the head of the cow, That's very normal. When a guy has to play the head of a donkey, what does he buy? What does he buy? He can't eat it. It's not kosher animal. What do you buy? The answer is, no, it means you're becoming a partner with me. When I machnish the head of a donkey, it means I'm becoming a partner with the heifer. When I say I machnish the head of a cow, that's how you can do that. Go with any bakery, any butcher shop, they do that. Right? They sell the head, so that's how you can separate. That's a technical reason. Right? Now the Gemara says, the question, V'chamar upara, less new erichin. There's no erichin by cow, by donkeys, or by cows. Right? They ain't nidon b'chvoda. And it doesn't happen. In other words, when I say I'm selling you the head of a donkey, and now a donkey can't live without a head, so the halacha should, it's something vital organ, the halacha should be that you get the whole thing. That's not the halacha. The halacha is you split it. Only by the head of a cow, it's a technical reason. Right? Now, ul taimecha, but according to you, take shalach evet. What about evet? We said we thought over the head of an evet. Now, evet, you can make erichin. The itch of the erichin. That can be erichin. Right? An evet, you can do that. The ain nidon b'chvodo. And yet, the halacha is here, this brisa, that you can't sell an evet like that. But if you say I'm selling the head of an evet, what happens? You become a partner with Hektish. Right? Why do you become a partner with Hektish? Because that rule of Eilor is not true. The whole thing doesn't make any sense now. Is it? Because now it doesn't apply whether there is Erechin or whether there isn't Erechin. So, B'mayo Kimta. I'm sorry. Skip. B'chamar, Lesnu, B'parah. One minute. Right? B'tamecha, Tikshilach, Eved, Isni, B'Erechin, V'ein, Nidam, B'kvodo. Elo, Kasha. No, it's not a Kasha. Ha, B'kedushe, Mizbeach. When the Brisa said that they don't be sold bechvodo, right? So when I sell you the head of a cow or an eved or a donkey, makes no difference. And what's the halacha? The halacha is you become partners, or you machnish and you become a partner with Hektish. That was talking about ha bekadshe mizbeach. You made it a kadshe mizbeach, which except for the cow, that's impossible. Donkeys aren't carbonos, and neither are avadim, right? That was almost a nonsensical statement. I'm going to make the head of a donkey, not Hektish, a carbon. What is that? Right? Therefore, the halacha is to become partners. When the Brisa before said that if someone's not in the parish of Erechim, who's not in the parish of Erechim? But took the benedict drogon is, why not? Because they don't know what they are, they're suffake, right? That was talking about kachi berakabayis. No, from kachi berakabayis, why not? Someone says I'm donating the value of the head of a tumtum. I'm going to donate to the Beit HaMikdash. What's the din? You basically have to donate the whole tumtum. Why? It's a vital organ. This Bryson was talking about. Was talking about for the kachim mizbeach. That's when you become a partner. Kachim b'kabayis is a different halacha. Why should the halacha be different? Whether it's kachim mizbeach, kachim b'kabayis, that's a good question. I'm not sure. Okay. Okay. There is a big difference. Why should this nekuda be different? Right. Right. So the truth is, we're going to flesh out this issue. So again, when someone said, "I'm donating the head of a donkey for the mizbeach," so what happens? You and Hektish become a partner in the donkey. But if someone says, "I'm donating the head of a donkey to Berak Habayis," or "I'm donating the head of a tumtum to Berak Habayis," the whole thing becomes Berak Habayis. Why? Because the donkey's the head of the vital organ, and I made a donation. I said it's funny. Okay. So by a tumtum, same story. I'm donating the head of a tumtum to Berak Habayis. The whole tumtum. When is this right to talk about only the head to become partner? That's only if it's mizbeach. Good. So now b'mayo kimta. How do we just explain this brisa with eved, donkey, and para? We said it's talking about mizbeach, right? That's what we said. We're talking about you donating it to the mizbeach because you're mizbeach. It's aim is safe. And by the way, why is halacha different by a cow? That's because it's normal to do it like that. That's a normal thing to say. I want to donate the head of a cow. Right? It doesn't work by a mizbeach, but you can do that. That's a normal thing because everyone buys meat like that. Okay. So b'mayo kimta b'kachim mizbeach. We're talking about kachim mizbeach. Ema seifa. So look at the seifa of that price. The seifa said v'lo od, and not only that, el afilo amar rosh parazeh hektish. If someone said I'm donating the cow, the head of a cow, ain lehektish el arosha. Then what does the hektish get? Only the head. Am I? Why is that? Right? Why is that? Tishbo kedusha kula. Let kedusha spread out to the entire animal. Right? Milo tanya. Didn't we learn? Omer, if someone says, ragla shalzu ola, if someone says I'm donating this foot of a cow to be an ola, yachal te kula ola, I would think the whole thing becomes an ola. Talmud Lomar says, kala shayitei mimenu lashem yiye kodesh. Mimenu kodesh, velo kula kodesh. The whole thing does not become kodesh. Yachol teite lechulin. I would think it was not what you said. No, that's not true either. Talmud Lomar, yiye, dav yasa tehei. It still has kedusha. So what do you do with this animal? Ha ketzad, what do you do? Timkar v'tzarche olos. You sell it as an ola, right? V'dameha chulin. However, the money becomes chulin. Chutz v'dvei otze eber shabah divra mer. Except for that eber. So mer says, what do you do? You said, I'm going to donate that foot for an ola. That's ridiculous. So what do? You sell the animal. You get $100. That was just a foot worth. $10. So $10 you put into the pushta to be for the kabbalah. Okay? Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shur, no. Minayil omer ragla shalzu ola shakula ola. How do you know if you say that I'm making this foot into an ola, the whole thing becomes an ola? Talmud lomar kol shehitei mimenu lashem yiyeh kodesh. The rabbi says kula. So include the entire animal. Gedon. And according to the Rav Meir, who said it's not true, it doesn't become an ola, that's because you donated something which is not vital organ. You donated a foot. But if you donated something that's a vital organ, kula, the whole thing would work. The whole thing would become a carbon, right? How could Rava say that if someone says the head of this cow should be hektish, only the head of the cow, because, what are we talking about? Kodshei mizbeah. Why is that? The head's a vital organ. So I ain't said by donkey, but not a carbon. I ain't said that can't be a carbon. It's a human being. But by the parah, this doesn't make any sense at all. When you said I'm donating the head of the cow, good, you could go into the butcher shop. So what? It's a vital organ. Nobody disputes that. If you donate a vital organ to the mizbeah, the whole animal becomes a mizbeah. The whole animal becomes a carbon. Why is this price? Why do I say that? Okay? So the Gemara answers, lo kasha. Lo kasha, not a kasha. When do we say that the whole animal becomes a mizbeach? Ha, that's only true, the kedushas haguf. That's only true if you do say kedushas haguf. In other words, this animal, ha, the head of the cow was talking about the kedushas damim. You said, I want to donate, not I want to donate the head of the cow to the mizbeach. If you said that, the whole animal would become a carbon. What you said was, I want to donate the monetary value of the head as a carbon. What does that mean? You didn't donate the head. You donated the monetary value of the head to be a carbon. Therefore, the monetary value of the head becomes a carbon. That costs $25. You have to now bring a car, you have to now spend $25 on a carbon. Okay? Now, v'hamar hu da'amar, but wait a minute. Didn't Mar say, who's Mar? Right? V'hamar hu da'amar, right? Says to Uli Tosma, second Tosma, v'hamar hu da'amar. Mikan mashma, from here you see, digarsinan rava. It must be rava. We said it's Rava. Says Tosfos, it can't be Rava. You know why? Because Abaye would never call Rava with the title of Mar, Mister. Hey, you. He would never do that. Not Mister. Sorry. So, what? 1 minute. The reason I'm reading this Tosfos is because I don't understand it. Mashma mikan mashma dekrasid and Rava. Shelo amar Abaye mar l'Rava chaveira. Abaye would never use the title of Mar to his colleague, right? Afagaf da'ashkechina da'amar b'yosef la'abaye talmido Mar. even though there's a Gemara where Rav Yosef called his Talmud Abayamar, the Garva Rabahu, Yodamai Kamina Bizvach and Perakache Kachim, right? That Rav Yosef said, only you know what's going on. Only you know Abayamar. Only you're the only one. And so again, it's unusual for a Rebbe to refer to a Talmud that way, or even a colleague. Now, Hasam Shiny, so even Abaya Mashal Havino Acher. That's because Abaya was the best guy in the class. He was so impressed, no one else understood, only Abaya understood it. So therefore, it must be talking about your Rebbe. It must be he's talking about a Rabbi, who's also Abaya's Rebbe. It couldn't have been his colleague. That's strange. Anyway, I just pointed it out. It's very strange. Anyway, Vamar Huda Amar, Vamar himself said, Maktish Zachar Ludamov Kadosh Kedusha Haguf. Right? And if, what does that mean? The Gemara in Temura, that if someone is makdish a zachar for the value, l'damav, kadosh kedusha tagot. Let's read Rashi. Hikdish zachar. Ayil, you have an ayil. Dechazi le'ola. It's right to be an ola. Ve'akdashe le'demei ola. And you donated it for demei ola. Exactly what we did over here. Gemara says, Kadosh Kedusha Saguf. It becomes Kedusha by itself as a carbon. Who atzmo you carve Ola? You should bring it as an Ola. Why? Demigu denachsele Kedusha's Domim. Since Kedusha's Domim is a lower level of Kedusha. If Kedusha's body, the Guf, it's that animal itself, or the value of the animal, which one's better? Guf, says Rashi, since the Kedusha will fall on the value, Nachdele Kedusha Saguf. The Kedusha will also fall on the Guf. Why? Because coincidentally, it's an animal that can be a carbon. It doesn't apply by a table. It doesn't. Correct. It's exactly rational. Exactly. That what? Exactly. Exactly. So if it's a valid carbon, a good, it doesn't have a mum, and it's not an elephant, which is not, can't be brought, it's not a table, it's a good, solid animal, right? Ha'olvahu Chazil Lagufa. It can be brought itself. Hachanami, so to over here. Ki amar rosh paro l'demei ola. I'm donating the head of the cow as the value for an ola. So tikdash gufe, the whole thing should be a carbon. Why? Because the kedusha will spread to the whole thing. That's Rashi. That's the Gemara's question. What are you talking about? That would make sense by the donkey. That would make sense by the eved, by things that can't be carbonos. Here it can be a carbon. So why does it become a carbon? not only why doesn't it become a carbon, why doesn't the whole animal become a carbon? Answer to Gemara, because here it's two stages. First, what did you say? You said the head of the cow should be the value, should be a carbon. So number one, we have to go from the head to the whole body. And number two, we have to go from damim to guf. That's two things. Two things we don't do. If you said I'm donating the whole body as damim, we'll turn it into carbon. He didn't say that. He only said the head. So it's a two-step process. First, I take the head and make it into the whole body. How do we do that? Well, it's a vital organ. Then we have to say, since it's a valid carbon, let's turn it into a carbon. So two magic wands we're not going to do. One will do, not two. Okay? That's the Gemara's going to answer. Gemara says, Lo kasha. Ha, Dr. Shkula. Well, you makdish the whole thing. That makes perfect sense. Ha, da aktish chad eber. Okay, you only makdish one eber. As Rashi says, look at the Rashi. Dr. Shchadever can go. I'm making the head of the ola as the meola. Lomrinam migu dekadosh chad aver kachanam ekulu. First of all, since he made one aver, we're going to turn the whole body. And umigu another one. The nachdele kedushas damim. The nachdele kedushas aguf. We're going to turn it from damim into guf. Right? Two things. The trade migu lomrinam yachad. We don't say two things at one time. We don't do that. Like two stages, we're not going to do. Why not? Too far. It's so far away from what you said, right? So far away from what you said. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Chad eber nami ibuyilon." One eber also we had a kasha. Chad eber nami ibuyilon. The boy Rabba hikdish eber ledamav mahu. What's the story? If you mock this one eber ledamav, say I'm giving the value of one eber. By a lump of tap. That kasha was only by a tap. Hacha, but over here, bivalmum dumya de chamor. It's here it's like a, sorry, back up for a second. I want to make sure I didn't say what I just said. Chad Eber, Nabi Iboi Buyalon. We also had that kasha. We had a kasha about this already. The Iboi Rabba. Rabba had a kasha in Tamura. Take this Eber Ladam of Mahu. If I say I'm going to donate the value of an Eber, not the Eber itself, the value of an Eber. Mahu, what's the din? Does the whole behema get kedushas a goof or not? They had a kasha like that already, right? How can we say over here that it's obviously pashut, right? That it doesn't happen. Right? If someone says, I'm donating the head of a cow, donating the money of the head of a cow, it doesn't transfer to the whole body. But Rabbi had a kasha about that in Gemara. And over here we answered the kasha. So the Gemara answered, no. Ki bayla, that kasha was batam. That was a tam. That was his question. Hacha, but over here, balmuk. It's a balmuk. So of course it's not going to happen. After all, don't be the chamar, just like a chamar. We were together. Right? A chamar, an eved, and a cow. Right? So 1 second. Balmum nami buye boilon. We had a kasha by the balmum also. The boi rabba, rabba asked, the mei rosh legabe mizbeach, if someone says he's going to bring the value of the money of a head, mahu, what's the din? Right? He gives the value of a human. That's what it means. The May Rosh, Roshi, the value of my head. That the Gemara assumes that he's certainly a Balmo. Right? Rashi says it. The May Roshi Limizbeah, right? The first wide line of Rashi. The May Roshi Limizbeah, Mahu. So Rashi says, the May Roshi Limizbeah, Ki Nidon Bechvodo, Oe Nidon Bechvodo. Does that spread to the entire body or not? We are palga damim. And then you have to give half the money. Half of you, half. V'harei ein lecha balmum l'mizbeach gadol mizeh. There's no greater balmum in the world than you, than that. Shu adam, becoming a violet. V'amai tishbalei mahi de'eni don't. Answer from here, it doesn't work. So the Gemara answers, no. Ki iboyalon, that did what said, v'kame shmaitza l'ha masnitza. That's before we learned this Mishnah. Hashta the shmaitza ha masnitza. Now that we learned this Mishnah, lo iboyalon, that's not a kasha. Why is it not a kasha? Right? Certainly it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen by a cow, it certainly doesn't happen by a human being. Right? Until we learned this Mishnah, I didn't know that. Now I learned this Mishnah, right? There's no question, right? There's no question that if someone says I'm giving the value of the head of an animal, it doesn't spread to the whole body. It certainly doesn't spread to the whole body by a person. I didn't know that, because I didn't explain the Mishnah properly. Now that we know this Mishnah, that's not Akasha. The Akasha in Tamura falls away. Okay? Good? Good. In this Tamura sounds very hard. Gufa, following Kasha. Boy Rabba. Rabba asked the following Kasha. Demei Roshi Legabi Mizbeach. If someone says, I'm giving the value of my head as a carbon. You hear that, Yossi? I'm giving the value of my head as a carbon. Nidon Bechvodo? Do we say that you have to bring an entire entire person? It's only the money value. Oh, einido bechvodo, right? Or no, it doesn't spread to the whole body, and I have to give only the value of my head. Okay? That's the question. One of the two sides of the question. First of all, lo ashkechon damim de'eino nido bechvodo, right? Could be, there's no such thing, I'm not sure what this means, there's no such thing that someone says, I'm giving the value of a vital organ where it doesn't spread to the whole body. There's no such thing. O Dilma, or maybe, lo ashkechon legabe mizbeach denido mechvodo. There's no such thing. I don't know what this means. What does this mean? What does this mean? How do they translate that? Or perhaps... what do you mean it's significant? What? What do you mean you never find a carbon like that? So you said, I'm going to give the Mei Roshi, I'm going to give my value of my head, the monetary value of my head, Legabe Mizbeach, for a carbon. So ma'adin, what's the din? Nido Mechvodo. Do we say it spreads to the whole body and you have to give the value of the whole body? Oh, I don't need the Mechvodo, it doesn't happen. What are the two sides of the suffix? Lo Ashkechan, Damim, De'ei Nido Mechvodo. Right? There's no such thing as donating money where we don't see if it's a vital organ or not. Right? You donate a pinky, it's not a vital organ. You donate the head, it is a vital organ. Oh, Dilma, lo ashkechan, legabim is... Right. So that only applies if it's a vital organ. So when it comes to a... Right. So we never have a situation where I'm going to donate money, and then we make a chesed. Well, is it a transfer for the whole body or not? Is it a vital organ or not? Right? We never have such a thing. We don't do that. So therefore, if someone says, I'm donating the head, it's the whole body. Oh, right, but here he says, my head. So Dilma, lo ashkechan, legabim is beyach, nido mechvodo. Ah, you can't donate. Ah, okay. That's only for the Berak HaBayit. The answer is take. Okay? Next question. Also been taken. By Rava. Erki... Huh? I know, I'm not going to sure either. Exactly. Right. Tosfos answered that question. Tosfos says, now we've resolved our suffix by the Chamor.
Exactly.
Right. So he says, what does he answer that? Right. Okay, I think they changed the gears somehow. Okay. Next. Boy Rava. Erki Olai Legabim is Beach. If someone says I'm giving my Erech value as a carbon, which is also strange. Because Erech is generally Erech HaBayit. You said your whole body. My whole body. Whatever the Torah says I'm worth. Right? A middle-aged man. Whatever it is. Whatever the Torah says I'm worth. That's what I want to give. As a carbon. So, there's a halacha that when you donate Erech money, and the Kohanim, oh, Kagan donated money. Let's go to the house and pick up the check. Right? It comes to the house. I don't have it. Have it. Maybe I'll have it. Right now I don't have it. So halacha is, so that, okay, well, how much do you have? It doesn't apply by a carbon. If someone says I'm going to donate a carbon, you made an effort. You got to donate a carbon. Ah, you don't have. It's too bad on you. By Erech, there's a special exception. It goes to how much you have. It's called, so now, if someone says I'm donating an Erech value for a carbon, and then they come to the door and say, where's the carbon? So I don't have. So is that a good excuse? By Erech, it's a good excuse. Like, Karban is not a good excuse. Here it's both. Right? Nido mahu. Nido behesig yad. Is it under the rule of hesig yad, which means I don't have the money. When I have it, I'll give it. Leave me alone. Or I'll give you what I have. Oh, ain't nido behesig yad. Or no. We don't say that. Lo ashkechan be'erech into ain't nido behesig yad. There's no case in Erechim where we don't say that. The guy says, I don't have the money. He doesn't have. So therefore, we make a cheshbin. Okay, so give half what you what half the Erech. Whatever they have. Oh, Dilma. Lo ashkechan gabim is be'ach. The mifrak el b'shvayav. There's no such thing as giving a carbon where you can't donate, where you can't redeem it for less than the value. Teku, we don't have an answer to that question. Boy Rabashi, another question. Hikdish Steachuza Lagab Mizbeach. If someone donates a Steachuza as a carbon, now a Steachuza is, what do you get? No, you can't bring a Steachuza as a carbon, it's a piece of land. What do? You have to use to sell it. How do you sell Steachuza? It doesn't go by value of the land. It's a percentage of time left to Yovel, how big the land is. I think worth 100 times that. This is what the Torah says. Right? So, well, no, so now you're going to have to sell it and take that money. The problem, what can't you? Exactly. There's no such thing as redeeming a carbon for less than normal value. There's no such thing. Cow's a cow. Here, it's less than normal value. Why? The Torah said, you redeem Steachuza at this rate. So it's a sin like that. So what do we do? We're stuck. So it's a take. Right? Mahu. Mi amrina, do we say, lo ashkechan Steachuza demifraka ela beit zerach chometz or b'chamisha shekel kesef. That's the rate that you redeem Steachuza land, right? The shekel for each base core right? There's no such thing as redeeming something. In other words, if I say, I'm going to donate that chair for a carbon, what do? I sell the chair, I take the money, and I bring a carbon. Here, when I sell the land, it's not at the value of the land. No, why? Torah said, do a different value. You hear? So I'm stuck. The answer is, teku. Okay? Next, Mishnah. Pachas miben chodesh nidor avalo nerech. A baby under 30 days old can be subject to a neder. I promise to give tzedakah the value of that newborn baby. I'm so happy I had a baby, because then I'll give the value of that. That you can do. But you can't give the erech value. Why? Because there is no erech value. Simple Mishnah. Good? Tanar Rabbanan, hamarech pachas miben chodesh. What if you did it? What if he said, I'm giving the erech value of that newborn baby? So what? So Rav Meir Omer, no, it's a dumma. What you meant to say was, I'm giving the value of the dumma value. How much is that baby sold on the market? What do you meant to say? Rabbi Chacham Omer, lo Omer, plum. You didn't say anything. So my commitment, like, what are they arguing about? Rav Meir, sovereign, ain't on the most adore of Levatala. Nobody says stupid thing. Nobody says impossible thing. Nobody does that. Right? Rav Meir didn't live in the 21st century. He lived in a time where people's words were measured. So when a guy says that, what do you mean by that? That's not such a thing. He meant to say nothing. That's impossible. Therefore, Yodesha ain't Erech in Pachas Yimen Chodesh. Everybody knows there's no value less than 30 days. There's no Erech by less than 30 days old. The Gamar, but Amal Hashem Damin. He meant to say it's monetary value. There are bought on self-read now. They saw the 21st century. That's all people are going to become. Other Moses of our Lord. People do say things that are nonsense. And you know what? This guy said nonsense. Come on, also has the Amr of Gidla Marav. Who goes like the following statement? Hamar Erech Kli Alai. If someone says I'm giving the Erech value of that Kli, there's no such thing. So the halacha is, no se damav, give the monetary value of the Kli. Who is that? Obviously, it's like a mayor. So the question says, no. She's like a mayor, no? No. Monetary, I would have said, I feel like a Rabbana. Maybe even the Rabbana would agree to that, then. Ha sam hu detoy. A guy can make a mistake. Just like there's erichin above 30 days old, there's erichin under 30 days old. Right? Avohacha, the leka, lemiti, how can you make a mistake? You didn't think of a kli? Vadai adam yodea she'ain erich lekli. Everybody knows there's no such thing as erich on a kli. Only on human beings. I didn't know that this is a 30-day cutoff. That he didn't know. All right, that maybe he didn't know. But this, everybody knows. Therefore, I would have thought, maybe he meant to say the value. After all, there is no erech. Kamash Malan, that the Chum hold, even here, where you really can't make a mistake, you still made a mistake. And it's still nonsense. And therefore, you're not chayv anything. Okay? Ula Rav Meir l'may yitzrich. So according to Rav Meir, why do I need this brisa? Because if you made a mistake about the kli, for sure it's going to be good, no? Good about a baby, so sure it's by kli. The Gemara says, well, I would have thought time the Rav Meir has something because of Pachas Ben Chodesh, Atu Ben Chodesh. Maybe by a baby, I made a gzeira. Atu under 30 days, because of a baby over 30 days. Avol hacha delek l'midzar. Here, what are you making gzeira for? Aim low, I would have said maybe there is no gzeira. And if a guy says, I'm going to give the erech value of a kli, he doesn't have to give anything. Come on, I don't say that. And what does he have to give? He has to give the erech value of the kli, the dumb value of the kli. Hi, Madur of Meir. They know it's a most of Levatala. Because people don't say things that are nonsense. Loshna hacha, loshna hacha. It doesn't matter what it's about. It could be about babies. It could be about kli. Caleb, it makes no difference. Kiman azah had amar rabba bar Yosef, amar rab, amar la amar yeva bar Yosef, amar rab hamaknish behemas chadeiro. If somebody is matish, the behemoth of his friend, no sein dameha, he has to give the value. If I said, I'm going to donate Marcel's animal to a car, I have to give the value of that animal. Kiman, who said that? Obviously, it's like Rav Meir, no? Why? Because Rav Meir said, you don't say nonsense. So, ha'amar Rav Chadazimna, this is old news. Damav gedol amar Rav, amar erech kli alai, no sein dameha. If you say I'm giving the erech kli, you have to give dabas, no? Now to him, I would have thought, Hasam hu diyodeh shein erech kli. So I would have thought, well, listen, the guy knows There's no such thing as erech value for a kli. V'gamar v'amar l'shem damim. So what did he say? He said it's for damim. Avol behema, but a behema. The bas makdish he a behema could become holy. Ikkala meimar dachi kamar. Here's what he meant to say. Now, I can't be makdish your behema. It doesn't belong to me. It's Marcel's behema. How can I be makdish? What he meant to say was, right, so Rameir can't accept that people will say things that are ridiculous. So therefore, we're forced to say something. We're forced to make up a thing. What he meant to say. What do you mean to say? I amin Allah, Lamara, Mazabin Le, Nehle, Tikdash Lame Hashtab Akriva. If Marcel would ever sell that animal to me, the only thing I'm going to do with that animal is bring it for a carbon. That's what he meant to say. Why? I can't be Makdash your animal. So when I said I'm Makdash your animal, what did I mean? No, when he sells it to me, I'm going to be Makdash it. Right? Aval Dme Lo Ka'amar. Right? But maybe to give the value he never meant to say. What does that mean? Aval Dme Lo Ka'amar. Maybe he shouldn't be chayev anything according to the mayor. What he meant to say was, when I said I'd be makdish your animal, what I meant to say was, when I buy it off you, I'm going to be makdish it. But if I don't buy it off you, I have to bring carbon? Maybe not. Kamash v'lo, no you do. Why? Because the mayor says it's much more, it's very far-fetched. Right? It's much simpler to say, yes, what I said, I'm going to bring a carbon, I'm going to bring Marcel's carbon. What I meant to say was, I'm going to bring the value of Marcel's animal. Not when he sells it to me, then I'm going to bring it. That's not what he meant to say. Amar Vashi, one proviso. Buddha Amar Olai. If he said on me, I promise to bring a carbon, you know what I'm going to bring? Marcel's animal. So what he meant to say was, the value of that animal. Abel Amar Rezu. But if he said that animal, he said lo, then you're not chayav. Why? You don't own that animal. Belongs to someone else. Now, when you say, if you don't know the way out, if you're a man with a glee, what can I tell you? He said something that doesn't make any sense. What do you mean to say? Yeah, when I buy it. Then he meant to say that. When I buy it, I'll bring it. That which one? Only that one. Okay, what about next? Omer Kochavim. What about a goy? So Rameir says, Nerach. They can be the subject of an Erech now. I will give the value of the President of the United States. So, who is that? The male, certain age, right? That's what I meant to say. He's not a Jew, he's a goy. Avolo marich, but a goy can't make an erech vow. What? A goy can't make an erech vow. And Rabbi Yehuda says the exact opposite. Rabbi Yehuda says, marich? No, a goy can make an erech vow. Avolo nara, but he can't be the subject of an erech vow. Right? He can't be the subject. I'm going to give the erech value of the president. Huh? Exactly. So, but both agree, Shinodrin Benidrin. They can both give a neder, and they can both be the subject of a neder. That they both agree. A guy wants to give a donation. We'll stop him. I'll give a donation. How much? Whatever the president's worth. Not much. Whatever it's worth, that I'll give. Right? I'll give that. That's okay. Tanarabanan. Why? What's going on here? It says Bnei Yisrael Marachim. Only Jews can do this. Of the Kochavim Marachim, a guy can't do this. Yachal lo yehin ne'erachin. Maybe I would think they can't even be the subject of a vow. Talmud Lomar ish divir Meir. That's a Meir Shita. Of course, a guy can't give it. Can a guy be the subject? Why not? Amar Meir the chimiachas shakara achad marba mikra of echad ma'amid. So one is marba, one's ma'ay. Try to learn it this way. If they ma ani omer ne'erach. So why do I say they can be the subject, but they can't give an erech vow? Because there are more people that can be the subject that can give it. Who's that? Because the cherishot of a katan can be the subject, but they can't be the object. Why? They have no da'at. That itself should clue you in. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make no sense. Exactly. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, no! B'nai Yisrael ne'erachin. B'nai Yisrael can be the subject. Ein ov dekochavim ne'erachin. A guy cannot be the subject. Yachal loyim arichin. Maybe a guy can't make an neder vow. No. Tamar lomar ish. Omar Yehuda, the chenyacha shekara echad marba mikwa echad mamayit. If one is marba, one's mamayit. If they ma ani omer, ov dekochavim ma'irich below ne'erach. So then why can a guy make an erech vow, but can't be the subject of an erech vow? Because because there are more people who can make an erech now than who can't. Who's that? Sherry Tumtum van Drogenis. A Tumtum van Drogenis, Marichin, they can make an erech now. Tumtum Kitzel gives the value of my neighbor. Avolo Nerachin. But they can't be the subject of an erech now. Why not? Because there's something ish, something isha. The Rebbeinu Gershon says, wait a minute. Isn't Cheresh Adam gotten three? Tumtum van Drogenis two? Doesn't three be two? What's everybody thinking? The answer is, because Cheresh Adam and Tumtum are all the same. The same reason is because they don't have that. Because they count it as one problem. Anybody that doesn't have that is not included. Here, Tumtum and Drogenis are two different things. They both happen to be a suffix. But it's two different sfeikos. One's a suffix if it's a very whatever they are. Two completely different sfeikos. And that's so different. But Rebbeinu Gershon has a very different sfeikos. Therefore, two different things. Two beat one.
I know.
So we'll try to do one more line. The Amar Rava, Hilchasa, the Rameyer, Mistabra. It's Mistabra that Rameyer's right, the Halacha, but Mitaime lo Mistabra. But his reasoning is not really right. Taime the Rabbi Huda Mistabra. Rabbi Huda's reasoning makes much more sense. Maybe because of myself, that makes much more sense. However, Hilchasa lo Mistabra. The Halacha doesn't make sense, but we don't hold it. Right? Hilchasa, the Rameyer. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. And we'll resume tomorrow, all right? Everyone have a good day, and we'll resume tomorrow.